So I did a bit of a collection with all the mums, from all the mums at school and from my family, and delivered it all to this lady one day. And she was just so overwhelmed by the fact that people wanted to help her. And I think that's what really made the difference to her. It wasn't the fact that we were giving her things. It was the fact that people cared about her.
Day Podcast Radio Show with Bruce Hilliard. Today and every day, reaching out for innovative ideas in every way. Today's show is brought to you by Your Future. It comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Kindness, a book by Jamie Thurston, our guest. It's a book about kindness, the little thing that matters most. The book aims to motivate and inspire by showing readers what a difference even a small act of kindness can make. It's a perfect feel-good gift book. It even has some scientific explanation for what happens when you are kind and the effect it has on your brain and on your heart. Fun, smart, humble, and just a warm person to talk to. I use the word wonderful way too many times, and I'm not apologizing for it one bit. We talked about music a little bit at the end, like we always do, and she mentioned Ed Sheeran. I didn't know who he was at the time, but I do now, so I humbly apologize. Jamie spoke with me from her home in Berkshire, England, and this is how it came down. A cat has 9 lives. Jamie Thurston has 52 lives. Jamie, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing great. What I have seen of this is remarkable, and I don't even want to start to explain how it works. Could you go ahead and give us some background on what it is that you do?
Oh, yeah, sure. So I run, it started off actually as a Facebook page, and then it became a website, and now it's a charity called 52 Lives. And every week we try to change somebody's life somewhere in the world. So the way that works is people send in nominations of somebody who they think is in need of a bit of help or kindness. And we've got almost 100,000 supporters around the world who offer help to somebody they don't even know. It's amazing.
I saw you on a video on a TV show that they don't have in the United States. It's called Surprise, Surprise.
Yeah.
How does that work? You were awfully cute on it. It was great.
Well, I was. I feel like I don't know if I made a lot of sense on that show. I was a bit shocked.
That was great.
Yeah, Surprise, Surprise is. It's basically, they obviously, as per the title, I guess, they surprise people, and I was there in the audience. I'd been kind of tricked into going there. I didn't even know.
So they just kind of bring you on and roast you or something? I don't know.
They do, though. I was in the audience. I was supposed to be there for a minute. I was supposed to be in this production studio for a meeting.
You look surprised.
Well, no, they said the meeting was running late, and I just had to sit in. They said, oh, just while you're waiting, go and sit in this show, and I didn't even know what the show was, and then suddenly the presenter was getting me out of the audience. So they'd surprised me with some of the people from around the world who I'd helped. They're all there to say thank you. It was incredible.
It was great. I'm going to put a link to that on my on my show notes. Tell us a great story. I'm sure you have plenty of them.
Well, about somebody we've helped, you mean?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, yeah, there's a couple that, I mean, probably in the early days when, you know, just started as a Facebook page, and we didn't have that many supporters, maybe a few hundred people followed the page. So we were trying to do quite small things at that stage. And there was a family in Australia that I was trying to help. It was a single mum and her little boy, and they both had cancer. And the mum was really struggling, especially she was having trouble getting her son to hospital for his appointments because her car was broken down and she was relying on friends and things to take her there. And so we put out a request just asking for a mechanic to donate their time to fix this lady's car. And I had a message from a lady from Scotland, and she bought them a car. She bought them a new car.
Flat out bought them a car.
Flat out bought them a car. She'd never met them, didn't know me, didn't know. All she'd done was read the story. And I think that the lady who bought the car had been through quite a lot herself, and and just really, I think, felt for the family. And that was incredible.
That is wonderful. So where did you read the story? Was that a Facebook deal there? Or?
Yep, it was just on Facebook then.
Wow, that's one of the best usages for Facebook that I've ever heard of.
It is. I think social media can be quite negative sometimes, and it can consume us quite a lot. But when I think you use it to bring good people together, you can achieve a lot.
Having that platform is great, and I think maybe someday we'll all figure out how to do it, but you're about 5 light years ahead of everybody else, I think, at this point.
Support for Better Each Day comes from BruceHilliardHomes.com. For a better day in buying or selling a home, search BruceHilliardHomes.com or visit our website, Better Each Day, for more information. And while you're there, subscribe to the show. It's free. That's BruceHilliardHomes.com, Windermere Real Estate. And make it better each day.
How did it get started?
Well, it started, I was in Australia at the time. I was living there for a little while, and I was just looking for some secondhand furniture on a website. I think it was Gumtree or something like that. I'm not sure if you have that in the US, but
I've never heard of it.
This way, basically, you buy and sell things that you don't want anymore, I guess. And I saw a wanted ad, and it was from a lady who said that she wanted a rug for her floor. And in her ad, she sounded quite desperate. And I contacted her. I didn't have a rug, but I said that if she needed me to pick one up for her, then I could, you know, if somebody donated one, I could. She didn't have a car, so I said I could drop it off for her. And we kind of got chatting, and I learned more about her. And she basically escaped a horrible domestic situation.
Oh.
And had nothing, and she had little kids, and the floor of the house she was given was broken, and so she wanted a rug to cover it to protect her children. And I just thought, if people knew about this woman, they'd want to help her. I thought, I'm sure I've got friends who've got things in their lofts or their garages that they don't need anymore. And so I did a bit of a collection with all the mums at school and for my family, and delivered it all to this lady one day. And she was just so overwhelmed by the fact that people wanted to help her. And I think that's what really made the difference to her. It wasn't the fact that we were giving her things. It was the fact that people cared about her. And that's what I've learned over the many weeks now. That there's a nomination form on the website. So every week, people send in nominations, and I read through them all. And we choose somebody to help, and then we put that person on the website. We obviously do some vetting first and things, and we get references and that kind of stuff for the people that we're helping.
Yeah.
And I share the story on our website, and I share it on social media, and then all of our supporters just start offering help. Sometimes we ask for donations, so we've got a donations page. Sometimes it is literally goods or services. So, for example, sometimes we might need some carpet for somebody's house, and occasionally we get companies who donate things, which is wonderful. And sometimes it's just lots of people putting in little bits of money, or if somebody's got a skill, a painter might go and paint somebody's house for us. It's all a different thing.
Wow, so there is a Santa Claus. I just knew it. What kind of challenges do you run into? A long list, I would imagine, but
I was actually going to say the opposite. Not very many, to be honest.
Oh, really? I think your heart's in the right place, and nothing's going to stop you. Probably starting out, I imagine, was how do you put this together? How do you make it work? You know, what's the best way to do it? I imagine that was because I don't know of anybody that's done it before. Maybe there is. I just don't know, but it's very unique.
I think the benefit I had was that I wasn't really trying to. I didn't start out with any big goal or aim. It was literally, I honestly thought it was going to be my friends and family. I just thought, wouldn't it be lovely if my friends and family and I could do this every week for somebody after we helped that first lady? And so they were the people who I thought via Facebook would be helping. And it just kind of organically grew. And after I was on that television show, Surprise, Surprise, that's when it really changed. Because I think we had about 4,000 people following our social media pages at that point.
And now how many?
Now combined we've got about 100, almost 100,000 now, I think.
Wow.
But that really jumped overnight. I remember I woke up in the morning after Surprise, Surprise aired. I stupidly left notifications on my phone, and so every time anybody liked my page, did anything or interacted with my page, I used to get a notification. It didn't happen that often. And I think I had 125,000 new notifications. Jeez.
That is so cool.
Yes, and I, you know, our Facebook page went overnight. It jumped by about 50,000 supporters. I just felt quite overwhelmed that people really, I guess they liked the idea and that they wanted to connect with it. It's lovely.
So did you get a call from Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook dude, saying, what in the heck are you doing, man? You shut down the machines. You burnt the servers up.
I think one of the things that people really liked about it is that 100% of anything people give, either their services, their money, anything, goes straight to the people that we're helping.
I love that. Yeah.
And it's possible because we have a corporate sponsor, Gala Bingo, who cover our running costs. So I think sometimes when people give to charity, they're skeptical. They think, how much do the people really get and how much goes in admin costs and that kind of thing. So when it's 52 Lives, it's a very direct and personal way of giving.
That's wonderful. I wish I would see it done more that way. I give a lot to charity, and I'm more of a philanthropist, I think, more than anything. But yeah, you always wonder, can we see the books? Where's it going? You know, and I think the larger, this is just my theory. I guess I'm down on big organizations, but I think they have so many steps, so much protocol and everything to go through. I after you net out how much actually ends up where you're sending it, I think it's probably not that impressive.
It can be hard sometimes. I mean, I've worked for charities before, and it is hard because often people want to see exactly where their money's going. And sometimes, you know, there are overheads to run a charity, and I'm quite lucky. It's just, you know, me and a couple of people helping me, so our overheads are very we don't have big offices or anything. It's me at home, really.
Yeah, somehow I had that in my mind. That's how it was. What is your background? How did you get into this?
I was a journalist originally.
Okay.
I wrote for business magazines a little bit, and then some local newspapers and things. And then I moved into charity sector. I used to work for a charity that helps kids who had parents in prison. And I worked for a wildlife charity that helped bats.
Bats,
yeah. Then I left work to have my children and then started doing this, which I didn't really intend for it to become what it has, but it's lovely.
It's kind of ironic. You went from bats to a negative vampire situation where you're actually giving blood. That's wonderful. What is the future of this?
Well, one project that we've launched recently is a school kindness project. And so every week we go into a different school and we run a workshop about kindness. And we talk about the social benefits of being kind, but also the health benefits and the benefits to society as a whole when people are kind to each other. But then we also get the children to do a practical exercise. So we tell them about a child somewhere that needs help, and they all work together on the day, and they make cards and letters and that kind of thing. And the aim of that is, we just really want to empower children to help them realize that the little choices that they make every single day can have an impact on people and can help change people's lives.
And I agree. The people that when you're giving, I think, and doing something that matters, brings happiness to the person that's doing it.
Yeah, it definitely does. And
so you must be very happy.
I am. You know what, though, every week when I share the story of that week, I'm always a little bit nervous, thinking, "Oh, what if we don't find the help that they need?" It doesn't happen. We always manage to find somebody the help that they need. There was one case in particular, actually, that I was nervous about. We helped. There was a lady who, she was an asylum seeker in the UK, and she was homeless, and she was pregnant, and it was an awful story. She'd been attacked, and that's how she became pregnant. And her baby was due, and she was homeless, and she had nothing. And eventually, she'd just kind of fallen through the cracks of the system, I think. But she had then been given a house a flat after we'd made contact with her. But she had nothing for her baby, and she had no money. And so I set up an Amazon wish list for her, and I filled it with everything I could think of that she might need for a baby. And I shared that story, and I was a bit nervous because, you know, asylum can be a bit of a political, controversial issue in the UK, as I'm sure it is in the US. And And I wasn't sure if people would have sympathy for her. I thought maybe there might be people who wouldn't. And within, I think, 10 minutes, every single thing had been bought from the wish list, which was incredible. And I think it's because it's a personal human story. It's easy to, you know, to vilify or dislike a group of people, but when you read a personal story about somebody, it's much more powerful, I think.
You were referring to that as saying
asylum. Sorry, is that not a word that a term that you guys use?
Usually, it refers to somebody that's been put into a special home or something.
Oh no, a refugee. Sorry.
It's a refugee. Okay.
That again, but saying refugee.
Okay. Between a few things like that and slang, it's almost a different language sometime when I speak to somebody from your country. And I think it's wonderful. I always tell people with British accents and whatnot that people in America love that. They think it's a really cool sound. So here's the big music question. What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you listen to?
At the moment, I'm listening to a lot of Ed Sheeran. Do you know Ed Sheeran?
I do not.
He's very big in the UK. Actually, he did. The song I'm listening to the most at the moment is it's a collaboration between Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
And what is it called? Know You Better. That's my favorite song at the moment.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran's my favorite. I'm trying to think of another one that you might. I think he's quite big in America, though, now.
I've heard his name, just not familiar with the song's not popping in my head, I guess. Ed Sheeran, Everything Has Changed. I want to thank you very much for talking to us. I think what you're doing is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely talking to you.
Okay, well, you take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Support for Better Each Day comes from BruceHilliardHomes.com. For a better day in buying or selling a home, search BruceHilliardHomes.com or visit our website, Better Each Day, for more information. And while you're there, subscribe to the show. It's free. That's BruceHilliardHomes.com, Windermere Real Estate. And make it better each day.
Listening to the Better Each Day podcast radio show with Bruce Hilliard. We'll be back with a new horizon, but until then,
honor the future. It comes with a lifetime guarantee.
And we're all just trying to make the next day a bit better.